Okay.
This was the right guy.
Daf Tesvav, the whole thing in one shot. See if we can handle it. Buckle your seatbelts. Here we go. We're actually gonna come into contact with a sugya that is another Shas topic, which is great. So it'll be fun. But let's get going. Okay, so we started from the Mishnah last time, but we'll read the Mishnah again just to get us as usual. We're on Yud Dalam Beis at the Mishnah. Just to get ourselves a running start, okay? Says the Mishnah, Amr B'Yosi, Maisa B'Tinokesh, Sheyard L'Malos, Mayim Mina Ayin. There was a young girl, a child, who went to fill up water at a well. V'Nansa, and Chalila, she was raped by a man. So Amr B'Yochanan B'Nuri, but the question becomes, right, from a halachic perspective, what is the status of her getting married to a kohen afterwards, right? So if she was nensa to a psul, right, so then she's going to herself not be able to marry a kohen. So if it's a mamzer, a nasin, one of these people, then she's going to be in trouble in terms of marrying a kohen. So Amr Yochanan ben Nuri im rov ansheir masiyan lekuhuna harezu tinas lekuhuna. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, well, if most of the people in that city are people who would not cause a girl to not be able to, or their child to marry a kohen, so then they too, then she too can marry a kohen.
Meaning right? They're not those three things that we
a nasin, a mamzer, one of these people, oved, malchus, right, oved malachim, not those people, so then,
majority
that,
not those
the point being, if we had to guess who was the guy who did this, if it's row people are ksherim, so then she's going to be, then she's going to be kosher. Good question. Why does the Gemara? Right, this is correct. We didn't say about halal. Yeah, correct. So the point being, at this point, you know, why the language is in rov anchiir masin the kahuna, right? But that's interesting language rather than just saying, you know, rov ksherim, right? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. It's the widest line on the bottom, three lines on the bottom. In rov ha'ir ksherim lahasi benosei and va'amenosei and the kahuna, right? If most of these people, their daughters or their almanos, right, would marry a kohen. The basic point being, if most of people in the city are ksherim, so then we can assume the person who was with her was a kosher, in which case she's not psul to kohen. Fine. But this question of rov b'nei ha'ir is going to cause a big question about rov. Okay, how we follow rov. So Amalei Rav Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. So Rav says Rav Nachman and says Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri. Damer Kaman. So who's Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri like? Right, because if we go back to our original machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, right? Do we believe her? We don't believe her. So who's he like? Because Ikra, Rabbi Gamliel, who usually says we believe her, right? That she says it was a kasher, right? I feel the barop sulanam mechasher, meaning Rabbi Gamliel believes her. Doesn't
anyway,
matter who's it
anyway.
He believes her anyways. It doesn't matter who the people are in the city, right? And Ikra Rabbi Yeshua, I feel the barop ksherim nami puzzle, right? Rabbi Yeshua says, I don't care what you say, right? Even if it's Rov Sharem, he doesn't care. So who's she like? So Amalai, Hachi, Amrav Yehuda, Amarav, Bikronos, Shaltzipuri, Hayam Maisa. What is the story? The story's happened. Bikronos, Shaltzipuri. What is that talking about? Tesva, Madala, for first Rashi on the top of the page. The Yom Hashuk. It was a day when people come to the market. Shesios, Vishairos, Mimakam, Acher, Boasham. Meaning we're asking a question, who are the people in the city? Well, what happens when it's the World Cup? Right? And there's all these thousands and thousands and millions of people come to say, well, now what's Rov B'nai Ha'ir? Right? So same thing in this scenario. What happens when you have people come to the marketplace from all around, surrounding towns? Now what do we say? Right? So the situation is you have, it's Krona Shaltzipuri, Hayamaisa, and Ukad Rebbe Ami. And like Rebbe Ami, right? Why like Rebbe Ami? V'hu Shahaisa Siya Shabnei Adam Ksherim Overas Hashem. Right? I mean, that the situation was that the people who were coming, right, the people who showed up in this group, they were ksherim. Ukur Rabbi Yanai, the Amar Rabbi Yanai, Nivelas Bekronos, ksherim lekuna. And like Rabbi Yanai, who paskin, that if she was nivela in this situation, literally means in the wagons, she'd be ksherim lekuna. So Gemara asked, Bekronos? What do you mean? She's nivela in the kronos. That's like, that's very crass. Like, what do you mean? Like, that's where she was when this
kronos
happened?
Means wagon?
Wagons.
Yeah.
Means wagons, yeah. So, bikronos akadadach? No. El nivelas bishas kronos, ksher lakuna. Right? And this is like the opinion of Rabbi Yana, who says, a woman who is nivelas bishas kronos, at a time when there are people visiting the city, right? It's a time of mass, and there's a lot of people coming to town. So then, she's ksher lakuna. Aval, pirish echa mitzipuri, ubal, havlat shtuki. But if there would be a person who came from Tzipori and he was with her, right? So then the child would be a shtuki. Okay? So shtuki is, we use that language before. Shtuki is like basically we're saying that they're like they're apostle. They can't marry the child can't marry a kohen basically. So look at Rashi. So Rashi says, because this is all the opinion of Rav Yanai. So look at Rashi. Rashi is that Rav Yanai had said that she's kshir l'kahuna, the last Y lines, four lines down in Rashi. And what was the case? The reason that she's kshir l'kahuna is because shahaisa siya shal b'nei adam ksherim over Hashem. It's a group of kasher people who showed up in the town. It must be one of those people, right? Because again, there's such a large group of these people coming to town. But what if it was like, you know, in Sipori, the place is Sipori, right? Because this is Krono Shal Sipori, that's the case, right? So if there's a whole group there, so fine, you assume it's one of the group, but if there's someone who came from Sipori and was the person who did this to her, so then, we know it's not one of these visitors, it's someone who left the town to go do this to her. Alpha Bushi Sipori, Ir Sherubin, Yeshiruba Masina Kahuna, even though Tzipor is a place where most people are kosher, have lad shtuki. Why? Look at Rashi. This is how, one of the questions we're going to get into. The Bechad Ruba Lo Mechasher. Okay, Rabbi Yane holds that if you just have one roaf, that's not going to be enough. We mean one roaf. So we're going to talk about it as we move along. But the part, like, what's a roaf in this case? Roaf would mean, I'm trying to identify the person. How do I know that this guy was a kosher or not a kosher? So how do I know? So I ask myself, what are most of the people in this town? Mm-hmm. The answer is most of the people in town are ksherim. Good, so that's one roaf. Right? That most people in town are ksherim. We're going to talk about a situation where you have two roafs. Right? You know, most people in town are ksherim and mostly even the people who are not ksherim, I don't know, something else, whatever. We're going to have to figure out something else. Like two ways to help solidify this understanding that this is really a kosher. Right? So, but the point being, if there's pirish echa mitzipur uba havlat shuki, fine. And that so we're going to see, because usually we say Hochem Basar Rov. Right? Rov is usually good enough. So we're going to see how in this scenario, Rov is not necessarily enough. Okay, and let's keep reading. Back in the Gemara. Ki ha dechi asa Rav Dimi Amr Ziri Amr Ravi Chanina V'amrila Amr Ziri Amr Ravi Chanina Hochem Acha Rov Ha'ir V'ein Hochem Acha Rov Sia. Okay, because what did he say? His opinion was that we go according to the Rov Ha'ir, but we don't go according to the Rov Sia. Okay, the Sia is like this traveling group. You follow the Rov of the people in the town, but I'm not going to follow Rov of the visitors. You see, if Rov of the visitors are Ksherim, that's not going to be. If you don't understand why, it's okay. We don't understand why yet. Okay. We're like, what is going on here, right? There's like a lot of information that's being downloaded to us, right?
What was this business about Sipori earlier? That the person isn't, if you're in Sipori, so then you've seen
different approaches here now, right? So the question, again, the question was, Rav Yossi had said, what's the Maisa? And the Maisa was, this girl, she goes to fill up the water at the well, and Nansa. And Rav Yochanan ben Nuri says, if Rov An Sheir are Ksherim, then she's Kasher.
Yeah.
Then she's Ksherim also, right? And the question was, it's not like Rabbi Gamliel, it's not like Rabbi Yeshua. So what's going on here? The case is, oh, this must be a special case. What is the case? Krono Shel Tzipori. Where these people come out wagons to visit Tzipori, and now this is, the question becomes basically, you know, what are our stats here? Are our stats based on the visitors? Are our stats based on the city itself? Right? And so that's what's happening here. Right? So somehow, Yochanan ben Nuri is saying, if Rov Anshir are Ksherim, then she's fine. But how is that and why is that? And that's what we're trying to figure out. Okay? So what happens? They quoted Rabbi Chanina, and that he said, you follow Rov Ha'ir, but not Rov, not the Rov of the Sia, of the traveling group. The Gemara says, clap it loud. What are you talking about? Hani Naide, Vahane Kvi Vakame. Right? The Sia people, they're Naide, they're moving around. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, he's like, what are you talking about, basically, right? Connected efo hadavar hazeh soviv, what are you talking, like, what is this about, right? Hani naide, says Rashi, rov siya naide, v'yesh lahalach behen achar rov. Meaning, what did we say? We said we're going to follow the rov of the town, but not the rov of the visitors. So let me explain one thing before we go any further. And that is, we're going to have a distinction, okay? And this distinction, I tried hard today to figure out. I was in the base medicine YU today. I was trying to figure out what the svara is for this distinction. The answer is, and there's a really good svara for it. But I'm going to explain, but this is a very important klal in rov in general. And that is the following. We're going to get to it in a second, but I'll just give you a quick like overview. And that is the following question. When we talk about a rove, there's two different types of roves, right? There's a rove that's kavua, right? And there's something that's porish and that comes out. What does that mean? The two different types of examples. Let's say a person is walking down Queen Anne Road and they see a piece of meat in plastic. There's no label on it, right? Okay? So they have to ask themselves, is this a kosher piece of meat or not? So what would you say? Well, how many butcher shops are there in town, in Teaneck? Right? And how many of them are kosher, how many of them are non-kosher? So you'd say, if you say kol de parish, anything that just like shows up, it clearly came from one of those stores and showed up on the street. So we say kol de parish, meruba parish. We assume whatever came out, we go zilbas aruba. We follow the majority. So if most of the town are kosher butchers, we can assume that piece of meat came from the kosher one, which makes sense, right? If I have to decide, I have to choose one or the other, so zilbas aruba, right? Kol de parish, meruba parish. But what happens if I walk into a store? I walk into the store. The store is there. Okay, we're gonna get the language in a second. Kol kavua. It's kavua. So that's the store that's there. The meat has not left the store. I go into the store. Okay, and imagine for a moment that I can't determine whether this is the kosher store or the non-kosher store. Okay, and I don't know. I have no one to answer for me. Okay, what's the status of the meat in that store? So the rule is kavua kemechza al mechza dami. If it's kavua, if the thing is there, I'm going to find it. We don't say, you should just say, ask the same question, right? Majority. Is the majority not the majority, right? But the answer is, once I'm going to the item, then we don't say, what do you mean? It must have come from a kosher store. Well, I'm in one store. I went to that store. We don't say, go bust a rove. We say, it's like 50-50. And once it's 50-50, what do you have to do? If it's a suffix daraisa, lahachmir, you got to be machmir, right? If it's two rows, if it's derabonans, maybe mikol. But the bottom line is the rule is called kol de parish, meruba parish. When something comes out, right? It's like it's parish. It's separated from the group, and we don't know where did it come from, which store did it come from. Well, then we say ask what the robe is. But if I go to find it, kavua.
Either went into a kosher store.
If I go into the store, kavua kemech zamech. It's 50-50.
You don't know what this. You don't know about that store. You have nobody to ask, right?
Again, it's a theoretical scenario.
In that case, you would say
50-50. But you shouldn't. But misvara doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Misvara, you would say also go by rov, right? And so the answer is a lot of Yishom say like it's like halacha moshe mesina. This distinction.
Okay.
It's not really one that's rational. So if you're like bothered by the rationale, so am I. It's not so rational. So it's not so strange. I mean, it is strange. But I'm telling you this now. Because why? How's this going to be relevant to us? Who's this guy? Did she go in? She in the town and she went into his house? Or is she out somewhere and some guy goes out of the city and comes to find her? Uh-huh. That's going to make a big difference for us in terms of, are we Zilbas or Ruben in that case? Is he parish from the town? Like you saw the case, right? If he leaves Tzipori to go find her, right? Then he's Meruba parish. Right? But if she goes into his house in the town somewhere, so then we don't say no one left. That's kavua. He's in one of the houses. He's where he usually is. So then kamech samech to them. Okay.
The case in the Mishnah was she went down by the well or water,
and someone came to find her. Maybe
that seems to be more like a
pirish. Pirish, maybe.
In the Mishnah was
right. Sounds like
maybe
that. Maybe.
Not, right?
Maybe. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Okay. So that's the Gemara. It's bothered. Look what the Gemara says. So clap it like. What are you talking about? Because what did he first say? We follow the robe of the city. We don't follow the robe of the travelers. What are the travelers? The travelers are parish because they left their town. They're coming to your town. They're parish. The people in the city are kavuas. So the Gemara is bothered. Klap alai, hani naide v'hani kvi v'kaime. Right? Meaning, you're going to tell me you're going to go by the robe of the people in the town? It should be the opposite. I should go by the robe of the people who came to visit. Because that's called Parish Meruba Parish, and I should not go by the robe of the people in the city, because that's Mechzal Mechzal, it's 50-50, there's no robe. That's the Gemara's question. Okay, so Ella, Hochen Acher Rov Ha'ir. So we do go, so what should we say? No, so rather, what is it? We follow the majority of the city. Vehu, Di'ikar Rov Si'a Behada. That's only if what? I have the majority, and here's two roves. I have the majority of the city is Ksherim, and the majority of the Chevra who've come in their wagons to visit are also kosher. Once I have that, then I can go bust a roof. Right? I can assume it was a kosher.
Then there's no rove, because they're all the same.
Well, it's two roves.
Oh.
Rove the people who live here, and rove of the visitors.
Okay.
So it's two roofs. Right? So now I have a lot of, it's a big majority. Right? It's going to be considered, right? So it's two roofs.
So I know that. I know that both groups, the majority, are kosher. Right? I know that. In this, right?
Well, if that is the case, then I can go zil basaruba, and I can assume that that the guy was a kosher. Okay. Okay. Right. So fine. So now the question was, right? And we don't follow rova ear by itself, and we don't follow rov sia on its own. Okay, you guys say, why not? That's what we call the parish ruva parish, right? So hold on. Gemara says, by time. Why is that? Why don't I, not following the rov by itself and the city, the people in the city, I get it. That's kol kavua kamech tamech tami, right? But if the rov sia, right, the rov of the visitors, that I should be able to, right? So my time, what's the reason? Gzeira rov sia atu rov ha'ir. Right? I'm nervous. If I follow rov by the sia, this is gzeira d'rabban. I mean, me mikradin, I should follow the rov sia, because they're all parish. Right? But that's, we're nervous. If you start following the rov of the visitors, you're going to start making a mistake and follow the rov of the people, and that really wouldn't be true, and then you're going to have a puzzle. Right? She's a psula. Okay. Fine. So Gemara says, Virova ir nami, idaka azle inu, legaba, called the parish ruba parish. But wait a second. Even in the city, if he goes out to find her, she's at the well, some outside place, right, and he goes out of the city to find her, that should also be, we should follow the rule of the city there also. Why? Because then it's called the parish ruba parish. So Gemara says, lo tzricha, tzricha deka azle I legabahu. Meaning, what's this talking about? We're talking about a case where she came to him. Right? Meaning, why are we telling you we're not following the rule of the city? Because it's a case where she came to him. Right? The Havale Kavua. Right? In this case, he's a Kavua, he's in his usual town. So the only time we're gonna listen to Rove is if it's double Rove. You have the Rove Bnei'ir and the Rove Sia, and each one on its own is not gonna be enough, even though Rove Sia on its own really would be enough. But we're nervous to allow any single Rove.
If she went to him, doesn't she know who it is then?
Well, the Gemara itself asked that question before, right? And it's like, it's not so quick that someone who's going to be Muzana is like calling the references first. And then she really knows he's a kasha, right? So that's one thing the Gemara itself said, right? So it's a lot of Afka, right? Okay. Fine. Fine. So lo tzricha teka azla ihu legabahu tavle kavua. V'am Rav Zeira, kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. Fine. So Gemara says, that's all right and fine, but I have a problem, says the Gemara. So fine. So this is what we've determined until now. Okay? That you really need two roves, because rove sia and rove sia really would be enough on its own, because that's parish, but we don't want to do that because of Xer. The Gemara says, whoa. Umiban and trey rube? Who says I need two roves? And this is the classic example of parish and kavua is this case. Every time you ever hear this conversation talked about, it's this example. Okay, what's the case? Vahatanya, there's a brace that says the following. Teisha chanuyos kulan morchos basar shchuta. You have 9 stores and all of them sell kosher meat. Ve'achas mocheres basar nevela. And one sells non-kosher meat. Ve'lokach me'achas mehen ve'en yodea me'eze mehen lokach. Right? So this is a better example, by the way. The way I said it. I said you walk into the store, you don't know where you are. It doesn't make any sense. Here is, I went to the store and I came out. You ever go somewhere and you come downstairs and you're like, where was I just now? This guy walks out of the store. He goes, wait, I feel like I didn't recognize the guy who sold them to me. I don't remember what store I was in. Okay, that's a better example. That's better than what I said, right? I don't remember what store I was in, right? But I was the one who took the meat from the store. The meat didn't show up outside the store. I took it out, right? So what happens? Sveiko aser. Safik deras lechumra, right? Mechza mechza dami, right? Ubenimsa, but if I found it on the street, halecha charov, right? I can follow the rov. Right? So pause. How many roves is that?
One
rove. Kol de parish, ruba parish works with one. I don't need two, I just need one. Right? V'chitim, check this out. V'chitim, ein dalsos medina ne'ulos. So maybe you can say, oh, what's the case? Case is with the walls of the city, the doors of the city were not closed. They weren't locked. So what? So like, that meat could have come from anywhere. Right? Deka asi la ruba me'alma. Because now you're going to say, oh, I'll tell you why you trust it. Because I actually have two roves. I have the rove of the city, right? Rove butchers or kosher butchers, and I have the rove of everywhere else also, which is also, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, right? Then maybe the rove is kosher, right? Okay? Ruah me'alma, right? But you want to say that, v'ham rebbe zera, afa bishut talasas medina ne'ulos, right? Even though the stores are closed, the cases, so that's not going to help us. It's only one rove. So if that's true, why do I need two roves? And kol Torah kula, I don't need two roves. And just the Gemara, Maila Asu B'Yuchzin. You're right. This is unique. By Yichis, by knowing that someone's a kosher, we're more machmir. So really make her adin, parish, one rov, enough. Meaning rov siya. Or a guy who comes on his own and goes and finds her, right, outside the city. That all those would be fine. Go basaruba. But because of Yuchzin, we're more careful. I mean, we make sure you have a double rov. But otherwise, make her adin, you would be fine. Fine. But now the Gemara wants to go back.
So for that, in both cases, what, he goes out and finds her for, well, we need a double
rove.
And if it's Sia,
double rove. So we need a double rove. Because otherwise, just because of Yuchzin, because we're more macro when it comes to Yuchzin. That's all.
What's Sia again? That's
Sia is the visiting group.
The visiting group.
Is the visiting group, yeah. Like, you think about like Nisia, right? like a trip, right?
Okay.
I don't think it's the same. Maybe it's the same. I don't think it's the same shorish, but
all right.
It's easy to remember. Okay. But now the Gemara does what it often does is it quoted us this case, and now it's going to go back to actually talk about it a little more in depth. So Gufa, the Gemara says Gufa means, oh, that was actually an interesting topic. Let's go back to that topic. Let's talk about it. Now don't just bring it to me as a proof. Let's talk about it more in depth. Gufa, Amrim, Zera, Kol Kavua, Kamechza, Mechza, Dami. Right? This rule of anything that's Kavua, right? The stores that are there, and you pull the thing out of there, that's Kavua, it's Kamechza, Mechza. It's 50-50. Right? Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra. Ah. So Zera says that's true. This rule is true in either direction. Okay, depends. Sometimes it's going to be a chumrah, sometimes it's going to be a kula. Depends, right? No rules. It's by itself. Every psach like that, right? It can be a chumrah, can be a kula. Okay, minale. The Reb Zera, huh? How does he know? How does Reb Zera know this? Right. So ilayim b'tiyach shechanuyos. If you want to say he knows this concept of kavur from the case of the nine stores, right? Kulan mochros baser shchuta va'achas baser nevela. Right. Nine of them sell kosher meat, and one of themselves non-kosher meat, but lachach achas me, and you took it out of there. Venio dem ezem and lachach. I forgot which store I went to. Sveiko aser. Right. So what do you see? You see that's a case of, right? Kavua kemechza mechza lachumra, right? Ubenimsa halach achar rov. But the case of nimsa, in the case where you find it, right? You follow rov, right? So fine. That's parish already, right? So hasam lachumra. Fine. So I get it. I understand. You're going to learn from the case of the nine stores that are kosher and one store is not kosher, and you take the meat out, they be mechsa mechsa and remachmir, that I get, that's lachumra. Okay, we're going to find a kula. Elametisha tzvar de'im v'sheretz echad bayam. What's the case? This case is you have nine frogs, and one of them is, and there's another thing that's a sheretz. What's a sheretz? So the Rashi explains, elametisha tzvar de'im, says Rashi, Tosefdehi v'mseches tyros tisha tzvar de'im mason. There are nine dead frogs b'rishus hayachid in the rishus hayachid. V'sheretz echad could go in sav like a turtle. So there's nine frogs and one turtle. Shehu domed l'tzvardeh. It looks like a little bit like a tzvardeh, I guess, like a frog and a turtle can look a little similar. But yehem v'noga echad behen sveiko tami. So you don't become tummy apparently if you touch a dead frog, but you do become tummy if you touch a dead turtle. Okay, sorry if you like turtles. So so the question is, but I touch one of these things, I don't know which one I touch. Right, so in my tongue. So same question, right? So v'noga be'echad mehen, back to the Gemara. Sorry, tisha tzvardim v'sheretz echad b'neim. Nine frogs and there's one turtle in there. They're all dead. V'noga be'echad mehen ve'nodei be'ezem mehen noga. You touch one of them, you don't touch one. Sveiko tame, right? Is it suffik? You're tame. Hasam nam lechumra. But that doesn't help us. That's another case of kavu kebechsa mechsa. And you're machmir. So Ella, what's the case? Tisha shratzim. You have nine dead turtles. V'tzvardeya echa b'neim, and you have only one frog amongst them. Right? That doesn't make you tummy. V'noga be'echa mehen. V'enodeh be'ez mehen noga. B'yershus hayachid. If you're in the shus hayachid, you're in someone's private area. Right? So then what happens? Sveiko tummy. If you're not sure, it's machmir. B'yershus harabim. Sveiko tahor. We have a rule in general. Suffik tumma b'yershus harabim is tahor. Why that is, and how that is, and how that plays out, it's a longer conversation. But that's a rule. It's a concept in Shas. That if you have a suffik tumah b'rishus harabim, we're mekel. We assume that this is tahar. So in this case, what do you have? You have nine that are making tumah. One that would make you tahar. And if you're in a suffik, you're b'rishus harabim, we're mekel. Wow. That's a case where kavua is like mechsa mechsa, and it ends up actually making you more mekel. Okay? Fine.
Because the majority is in dead favor.
No. In this case, it's 9-1 tumah versus tahar.
Right. So you go by the majority.
You go, you end up, you treat it like 50-50, and in Shus HaRabim, you're going to be Tahor. Okay. So even though it's 9-1, so this is a case where the kol kavua kamechza mechza actually comes out as a kula.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Good, good. I'm glad you asked. But yeah, that turns out as a kula in that case.
So in the first case, when there's nine bras and one sheretz, that's not good. You should rabbi. Rosh
Hashanah,
that would be
permitted. But they don't quote that as the case, right? They don't make the decision. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, yeah, I don't know. But this is for sure. But this plays out the kula much more clearly.
Right.
Nine shrutzim and one that would be tahor, and it's Rosh Hashanah Rabim or Beiko, because you treat like a, because we treat like.
Just wondering why they brought the first case.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a, yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
even
though
one out of ten is.
Yes.
It's like called counterintuitive.
Because it becomes suffix. Right, it becomes suffix, it's 50-50,
and then yours is 50.
Because it's kavua. Right, so this is an example of, usually we think of this, and throughout the conversation, we think of this as kavua kamechza mechza, it's like, oh, what a bummer. It should have been rov, and instead, afi machmir. The answer is no, sometimes kavua can actually help you.
You could also do it with the food exam. If you're rov, non-kosher butchers, and you don't know which
right.
one you go into,
right.
But
the difference is not a tumah question. This is, that's a code by kashrus. We don't say Rosh Hashanah Rabim, now you make them. It's only by tumah. You're right.
Okay.
It's only in the case of tumah, subject tumah, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, never make them. Okay. But yeah, so it's a very unique case. Where there's, most of the time it's going to come out to be machmir. But every once in a while, you get a kula. Okay. Fine. Good. So that's the sorts of this concept in general. Okay. Umidaraisa minalan. And how do I know on a Torah level? Amakra, v'ariv lo, v'kam alav. The Arav Lo Kamalav is talking about a case. How do I have a situation where someone needs to go to an Yer Mikla? Right? So the guy's there and he shows up and he makes a mistake and he ends up killing the guy, right? But what's the rule? Achi is kavin lo. You have to have kavana to kill the guy. Look at Rashi. Amar Krava Arav Lo Achi hey mutin is kavin lo. Probably miskavin la roget zeh, viharoget zeh, hachi darash le rishim bisanedrin. Right? The case is, it's actually Arav Lo Kamalav should not be killing by accident. It should be killing on purpose. Right? So they say killing on purpose. It's got to be. Because
right.
it's kavana.
Right.
So Arav Lo Kamalav, the case is in order to put someone to death, they have to have had kavana to kill the guy. Meaning, right, Achi Skavin Lo, you have to have kavana for the guy. And what does that mean? It means I have kavana to kill Reuven and end up killing Shimon, I don't get put to death. Even though I had kavana to kill somebody and I killed somebody. Right? So why does that matter here? So what happens? V'rabbanan amre debei Rabbi Yanai prat lezarek evin lego. Another zarek evin lego is another again, like this is like another famous sugya. Hey, you throw a stone into it. Don't recommend it. You throw a boulder into a group of people. Okay, what happens if you throw a stone evin lego? What's the case? Hechidami. And this is a case where if you're zarek evin lego, you're not going to be chayev even if you kill somebody. Why is that? So what are we talking about? Hechidami. We're assuming that, again, you shouldn't kill non-Jews. It's also to kill non-Jews. But in terms of being chayim misa, only if you kill a Jew. Okay? So what happens? So if there are nine kananim, and it's by the way, kananim is probably changed. Like, kananim is a editor's, you know, a censoring thing. Right? It should really say good, like non-Jew, right? So, the Ika Tisha Kananim Ve'echad Yisrael B'nehem, where you have nine non-Jews and one Jew, V'tepikle Deruba Kananim Ninu, right? And I should say, oh, there's Rov Kananim, right? Inami Paga or Paga, right? Or it's a case of 50-50, Safik Nefashel Sahaka. Safik Nefashel meaning here, meaning in terms of killing the murderer, right? Or Safik and Nefashel to be Mekel. So I wouldn't go ahead and kill the guy based on that, right? So Lo Tzricha, what's the, meaning those cases, anyways, I wouldn't put the guy to death. So what's the case? Lo tzricha diga tisha Yisraelim ukanani echa b'nein, that I have nine Jews and one non-Jew in the group, and I kill somebody. I didn't know which one I was trying to kill, right? So I didn't have kavana, right? Tahavale kanani kavua, right? The kanani is kavua. V'chol kavua kamechza mechzadami, right? And nevertheless, and what do we say in such a case? Right? Look at Rashi. Yeah, look at Rashi, three lines in the bottom. The Hable Kanani Kavua Benehem, Vashmina and High Kra to go Kavua Kamechsa Mechsadami. Right? That scenario, even when it's Rov Kananim, we assume that it's 50-50. And so what's the purpose of the Pasuk? For Ari of Lo Kamalov, even though usually you'd say it's 50-50, right? And I would say, like, you know, or I would have said Zilba Saruba and assume it's non-Jew. So nevertheless, I don't need a Pasuk to teach me you're not Chayim. Right, the answer is you do need a pasuk to tell me you're not chayav, because otherwise I would have considered it like 50-50.
Right.
Right? And maybe like you had kavanah for a Jew. So the fact is...
What makes this kavua?
Because they're all standing in one place. I throw the rock into the place. And I'm throwing the rock into a place where people are standing. So this group is a kavua group. And even though it's 9 non-Jews to 1 Jew, which I never even have a havamina, that you're going to be chayav because the rove are non-Jews. Nevertheless, you see that the fact that pasuk needs for Arif Lobo Kamalov to tell me you're not chayav in that case, why do you need to tell me you're not chayav in that case? Of course I'd be chayav. I mean, of course I wouldn't be chayav. It's 9 non-Jews and 1 Jew. The answer is no, because kol kavua kamechsa mechsa dami. So it's like 50-50, now it's a suffix. So now I think you might be chayav, comes the pasuk to teach you you're not. So the point is, the fact that to go out of my way and tell you sees that you see that means that we consider this like kavua.
What's this? It's saying Dika Tisha Yisraelim. It's 9 Jews and 1. You were saying 9 non-Jews and 1 Jew.
Right? Sorry, what did I say? Sorry. Thank you. Right, it's 9 Jews and 1 Kanani, right, where it should be obvious that the guy should be chayev, right? Thank you. It should be obvious that they're chayev, right? And nevertheless, Hans Bach says, no, we don't do that. How not? Why not? The answer is because we treat it like mechsa mechsa. That's the point. Thank you. It makes more sense. Ta'avle kanani kavua v'kol kavua mechsa mechsa dami. Fine. So that's our deraisa. Thank you, Harvey. That's our proof that midaraisa is a concept of kol kavua kamechsa mechsa dami. Fine. Now the Gemara continues. Itmar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amarav halacha k'rabiosi. We pass like k'rabiosi. Like k'rabiosi in our case here. Right? Rav Chanan bar Rava Amar in our Mishnah. Rav Chanan bar Rava Amar Horash Shahisa. And Rav Chanan bar Rava says, yeah, we pass like Rav Yossi, but not really passing like him. Rather, we allowed it because it was Horash. Horash means it's something for that moment. We had to be makeup, but it didn't have to be. It's not really. We don't really pass in that way. Rashi says, second from bottom line, Hach Rav Yochanan Minuri Tzorech Shahisa. Orosham Shart Tzidei Heker Devarim Lahatir. I mean, like, there must have been some emergency that they were makel on her. Or they said there was something else in the story that made us be makel. Avaladoros Treyubabinim. But usually we need two ropes. And so really we wouldn't have passed in this way. Fine. So says Gemara Mesiv Rav Yirmiya. So Rav Yirmiya says, Bach, Uli Yuchsin Lobayin and Trey. So Rav Yirmiya is upset. You just said we passed like Rav Yossi? That means you're assuming that for Yechasin we don't need to. Right, back to our original story here, right, about the woman at the well, right? And do we say you need one robe or two robes? We said you need two robes. Oh, but in this case, we didn't need to because it was a unique case, but really you need two robes. In this case, we passed like Rav Yossi, you only need the robe of the Sia, let's say, right? So Rav Yirmiya says, wait a second, you don't need two robes by Yechasin? Ba'atanan, turn the page, matzah ba'tinok mushlach. Let's say you find a baby at the doorstep. Okay, you find a baby at someone's doorstep, and you don't know who the parents are, right? So you want to take the baby in. That's great, but does it need a geris? Do the baby like a non-Jew, right? Or it's like a Jew? Imrov ovde kochavim obi kochavim. If the most of the people in town are non-Jews, you assume the baby is non-Jew. Imrov Yisrael, right? And it's mainly Jews, then it's Yisrael. Mechza Yisrael. But it's 50-50. You assume he's a Jew, okay? So look at Rashi. We're going to explain the difference between Rov Yisrael and Yisrael. Okay, the Amarav lo shano el lachayoso, aval lo yuchsin lo. So Rav says, when do we have this rule of following the Rov? That's only if we have a responsibility. Lachayoso means like the Bezdin has to pay to take care of him. So in that scenario, we assume if it's Rov Yisrael, so then it's enough to say that Bezdin is responsible to take care of this kid. Aval lo yuchsin lo. When it comes to Yechis, robe is not enough. Right? So what do you mean I don't need two robes for Yechas? I do need two robes for Yechas. Shmuel Amar Lefakech Lavesagal. And Shmuel says, just at the end of this case, he said, we're talking about whether you're Mechal Shabbos for it, on Shabbos. Would I have to take off use machinery on Shabbos to uncover a fallen building on Shabbos? Mechal Shabbos basically to save the person. So again, we follow the robe for that purpose, but not for Yechas. So what happened? I thought. It sounds like you do need two robes for Yechasin. So answers the Gemara: Ishtamitze had Amar Yehuda Amarav Bekrono Shatzipur Havamaisa. No, so he forgot that the whole case was Bekrono Shatzipur Havamaisa. That was the unique case in that case, and that's why we said then that you didn't need two robes or whatever. It was like a unique case, but otherwise you're right. You would need to. Fine. So says the Gemara: Rav Chanan Bar Rava Da Amar Harasha Haisa. Kasha, but according to Rav Chanan bar Rava, who said the whole thing was just a harasha, and that really you don't need two robes, then what are you going to do in our case? Sorry. The answer of Kronos Shatzipuri was, Kronos Shatzipuri was a case of two roves. I mean, they asked the Kasha, don't you need two roves? And the answer is, yeah, but that was the case. The case was two roves. That's why. Right? But what about Rav Chanan bar Rava, who holds the whole thing was just a, you know, harasha, meaning you really typically don't need, right? And here we're saying you do. So the answer to the Gemara, it's kind of like a cop-out sometimes, right? But like, okay, there's two different opinions. You know, there's two different, you know, there's someone who Rava said this way, another person said Rava said something else. So it's just two different authors. And that's why it's not a stira, it's just two different approaches. Fine. All right, let's try to finish up the Gemara, at least to the Mishnah. Gufa. Now again, we're going to come back to this original, this case we just talked about the baby being left at the doorstep. So Gufa. Matza batinok mushlach. You found the baby at the doorstep. Imro of the kochavim of the kochavim. Imro of Yisrael, Yisrael. Mechsa, mechsa, Yisrael. Right? So, again, if it's mostly non-Jews, you assume it's a non-Jew. The baby's a non-Jew. If it's mostly Jews, you assume it's a Jew. If it's half and half, you assume it's a Jew. Amarav, lo shanu ela lacha yosav, ala yuchzen lo, shmuel, b'fakech lavetzagah. Fine, so we saw this already, right? That Rav says that there's only to keep him alive, to be responsible for his mizonos, but not for Yechis. And Shmuel said also in terms of whether we mechal Shabbos for him. The Gemara says, "Miyam or Shmuel hachi?" Did Shmuel really say this? The fakech lav esagal, right? V'hamar of Yosef, amar Rav Yehuda, amar Shmuel, ein hochim b'kuach nefesh achar rov. We don't follow the rov when it comes to b'kuach nefesh. Usually, that's a kula in the sense that. We don't require rov, right, for pikuach nefesh, right? We can do things even less than rov. We don't say like 65% you're going to die. You can go to the hospital. It's even less than that, right? But the bottom line is Shmuel said we don't go baser rov in pikuach nefesh. So ela ki amar de Shmuel areshe imar, right? He was talking about the first point, meaning in rov over the kochavim amar Shmuel ulafakeach alav esagal ain okein. Meaning we if it's rov over kochavim, that meaning the point being like this, Shmuel saying. If it's Rov Yisrael, then we'll hire the guys to take to lift the building up. Like, that's not true. If it's 5% that he's a Jew, I should be willing to mechal Shabbos, right? So why is Shmuel saying it in that? That doesn't make sense to say, you know, Hochem Basar Ruba. We don't require Rov. And the answer is no. He's talking about the case of Rov over the Yechavim. And they say Rov over the Yechavim means he's like a non-Jew. And Shmuel says, Ulufakech lav esagal. And again, when it comes to Ulufakech lav esagal, we don't care if it's Rov over the Yechavim. It could be any percentage that he's a Jew, we would be Mechal Shabbos.
So okay? We don't have to take care of the baby.
We would still be Mechal Shabbos. Meaning the lowest threshold is there's any Jews anywhere in the city with any suffix that he's a Jew, we would be Mechal Shabbos for him. If you want to have to take care of his mizonos, then it has to be rove Jews. Right, exactly. And then, but for Yichus, even rove Jews may not be enough, right? That's the question. So, yeah, right. Fine. Okay, so that says the rov of the kochavim, over the kochavim, lamai hechasa. Like, okay, if he's mainly non-Jews, he's a non-Jew. What's the purpose of this? I'm Rav Papa lachilo nevelos. Because if you want to be able to feed him non-kosher, meaning we can treat him like a non-Jew, and I can feed him non-kosher, I can raise him in my house, but treat him like a non-Jew, and I can give him the non-kosher food I can give to him. Right? Im rov Yisrael, Yisrael lamai hechasa. If it's rov Yisrael, he's considered Yisrael for what's the nafkamina? Why do we care? Amar Rav Papa lahach shelo aveda, meaning there's a requirement of hashavas aveda only applies to a Jew, so it would have to be machzor aveda. Okay, mechza Yisrael lamai hechasa. What does this mean? He's half and half. We treat him like a Jew for what halacha? Amar Reish Lakish l'nezikin in terms of damages. What do we mean? Right? Heichidam. What are you talking about? If you want to say, this is why Ksubis is all of Shas. And now we're Nizikin. Right? Now we're oxen goring each other. Right? If you want to say, it's his ox gored my ox. Right? Our ox gored his ox. Le Malay. I see righties the Yisrael at Vishokol. So we'd say to him, prove that you're a Jew. I'm not going to pay unless you're... This is not such a PC duff, right? You say, prove you're a Jew, right? And then take your money, meaning it's Hamotzi b'chaver, lav haraya. So we'll it's not true. We won't have to pay, right? Lo, tricha denakhe tur didei l'tur didan. When he goes ahead and his shore attacks mine, right? Paga mishalem, he pays half. V'idach paga, but the other half, amr lehu, I see, right? The lo yisra'ana, right? What can you say? Right? He'll say for half the payment, he'll have to pay you. But the other half, he'll say, you can say to him, "Give me a proof that you're not a Jew," right? And then, in order not to have to pay me, right? Because since it's mechza mechza, we treat him like he's a Jew. In which case, he's chayav to pay me. I mean, that's shalim for the fact that his shor hit me, and that's why that matters.
So
okay,
this guy's a Jew for some aspects of his life, and not for other aspects of his life.
Right. It's not that this guy's status is a Jew. The Gemara is asking the question. They're not asking like how we treat him different in all these cases. They're just asking, when you say, you know, mechza mechza, it's like this, or rov is like this, rov Yisrael, rov overcoming. We're just asking, like, what would be the nafkamina of considering that person a non-Jew, or considering him a Jew, or considering him a Jew just mechza mechza. So each one of these people, it's still one person, and there's three different circumstances. Either there's rov non-Jews in the town, or there's rov Jews in the town, or it's 50-50. The point is that for each scenario, there'd be another nafkamina. Right? So depending on what's the scenario in that town, his status will be different. That's the point. He's not going to, but it's not that we're going to treat him differently in the different cases per se. There can be certain scenarios where he'll be treated differently. But the purpose of what the Gemara is pointing out of the three different things is just that in the three different scenarios, it'll come out that there'll be a different nafkamina in each case. That'll matter. The reason it matters that we treat him that way. That's the point. Okay, so we'll stop here. And we will pick up, finish the first parak. Shkoyach. Finish the first parak. And we will pick up next week with Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, great.